Well, things are afoot in sports. As you heard there in the update, the Giannis trade might not involve a third team now, which has me has an emotion bubbling up for me that I did not expect. But we'll get to that. I was like, wait, what? We'll get to that coming up.
It's now there's a tear coming to the eye. It's a different, kind of emotion.
No, it's, you know. Well, you know, you just, we'll get to it coming up. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good weekend? And you were going to play some golf. I know that. Did you play some golf?
I played golf on Friday. Buddy asked me to help him out with a foursome. Going to play for, it was at his club where there was a fundraiser for the Evans Scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So got to play in that. That was great. Always good times playing with my buddy, Brad Grava. So,
Grava.
Yeah. And I played reasonably well, although I'm surprised I scored well. I didn't think I played all that well. And I look at the scores, I'm like, oh, that's not bad. So that was good. And then, you know, a lot of baseball to watch over the weekend. My mom came over on Friday to watch the dog while I was out golfing. So hung out with her for a couple hours after that. And then it was her birthday on Saturday. So I went and saw her actually last night. So we took her out to dinner because Father's Day with my brother. So birthday. Yeah, we just had a good time. Good weekend. Yours?
It was good. Got up north and had a good weekend with some friends and scrambled back yesterday to watch a little baseball and had a overall very good weekend. So thank you for asking.
Did you golf?
I did. And I think I was the opposite of you. I felt like I hit the ball well and I didn't score well.
Where'd you play?
Hidden River. I know Hidden River's nice. Great. If you've never been like Hidden River is like a middle class in terms of price for up there, but the payoff, it's in great shape.
Nice course.
It's beautiful.
It's in great shape,
you
too.
And I are, yeah, you and I are a big Hidden River fan. So Brutus, Michigan, it's a little bit of a, not much of a drive from the Petoskey Harbor Springs area, but.
No, it's about a half hour.
Yep.
At best.
Depending on where you're coming from.
That's true.
End of the day, it was just, had a good time. Had a very, very good time. Finished strong-ish.
Ish. Okay.
Finished strong ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shot a 50 on the front and came put it together in the back. I went through a stretch where I lost 5 golf balls in 2 holes.
Ooh.
Yeah. And that'll ruin a round. That'll turn a decent round into a 50. I was like bogey, 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 bogey. Then I lost 5 golf balls in 2 holes.
I'm on a little bit of a stretch here.
Yeah, you are. He's white hot, people.
Where I don't think I've lost a golf ball in the last 2 rounds I played.
Yeah.
Which for me isn't incredible. But then again, I mean, the courses I've played are kind of wide open like that. There's not a ton of trouble where you'd be, you know, searching for your lost golf ball. But nonetheless, it makes me feel good.
Attaboy.
I avoided the water in the few water holes I were.
Okay. Me?
You?
Me? I'm surprised he's even still here. Jemai Jones. I'm surprised he's even still here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought AJ kind of laid out a bit of a roadmap and said without saying what he might be thinking. If I'm guilty of reading too much into what he said, so be it. You know, sometimes you have to read between the lines. And he goes out and he goes 2 for 4 this weekend, including a game-saving leg-out single with 2 outs and nobody on in the 9th. Down a run, and good for him. He got roundly booed all weekend, and I was thinking about it. Like, I think what really bothers people, in amongst the lack of production, like that's the number one thing. Yeah, the fact that he keeps getting used and got his first 2 hits of the month, first 2 hits basically in a month, damn near, this past weekend, is he pinch hits a lot for Kerry Carpenter, and Kerry Carpenter is a guy who is not like an established superstar, but he's a little bit of a hero here in Detroit for postseason home runs, right? I mean, for that one he hit in Cleveland. And, you know, his name is associated with one of the great Tiger moments of the last few years, and it feels as though Jemai Jones is frequently pinch hitting for Kerry Carpenter. Now, yesterday it was McKinstry, right?
I believe so.
Because Carpenter was in the game.
Yeah, he pitched it from McKinstry. Yeah.
And that, I mean, I don't think that people fully expect McKinstry, with all respect to, he was an all-star last year, but McKinstry's not a guy that I think people have huge offensive expectations for.
No, but I mean, we expect Zach McKinstry to be better this year than what he has been. He's been horrible this year, as has Jamai Jones. Jamai Jones has actually been worse. But these are the last guys. These are guys at the end of your roster. Mm-hmm. McKinstry's maybe thought of way more than that. You know, he seems like to be their super sub. He plays everywhere, and yet he's not hitting this year. But he had two hits last night. So, you know, it's a lot of what have you done for me lately? What did your eyes tell you last? But I mean, the longer view is that neither of these players has really contributed for the Tigers this year, and particularly it's Jamai Jones. But when he legged out that base hit yesterday, and you know, look, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to, you know, beat it down the line when there's two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning and you're in trouble here. Good for him. He did. And you know, if you want to look at Montgomery, the shortstop at the time, who made probably lollygagged a little bit. Okay, whatever. That's his fault. I don't care. Do the little things you have to do. Little things matter in baseball. Little things matter in life. Everything. And it's a little thing like that that has the White Sox going, we just blew that game. Jamai Jones beats it out and then goes first to third and then comes home and ties the game in the bottom of the ninth inning. All this happened with two outs. So give him credit. Nice job.
I give him credit, yeah. But I mean,
I still think he should be
DFA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you know, he probably won't get DFA today, but
probably not.
You know, I'm shocked he's here, and I don't understand it other than they must still think, like, we've seen corrections.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys starting to hit the ball better. And are they expecting the same thing to happen with Jamai Jones?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to figure something out. Like, is he hitting the ball patience, hard, man, and it's just hitting it right at people? I've seen a couple of those, but I haven't seen an overabundance of it. He struck out 7 times in his last 18 at bats, so that's not a good strikeout rate. So, I mean, there's that to it. He's only drawn 2 walks during that time, but it's 18 at bats. It's not a terrible walk rate, I guess. But you're waiting for him to what they're waiting for is to see what they saw last year, because he was so damn good last year with an OPS well over 900 against lefties. That's what they're waiting to see. They think he's the same player. But as we're going on this season, you know, it's been a minute. You know, it's 89 at bats for him. Most of those are leveraged against lefties. I think he's only got like 15 at bats against right-handed pitching, where he might have one hit, I think. But it's only 89 at bats, but it's 89 at bats. All right, we're getting into it. He's a pinch hitter only. Mm-hmm. And he's hitting 146 overall. It's slightly better against left-handed pitching, but it's still well below 200, and his OPS is pathetic. I want him to be successful. I would love for him to go out and, you know, every time he comes up, you got a chance to see him put it in the gap or draw a walk or whatever the case, or have a productive out at least. But it hasn't been the case. And I'm not sure why they're so reluctant to promote somebody from Toledo for the same role. I'm just looking for a guy who's going to hit left-handed pitching, man. That's it. I don't need somebody to come up and be a superstar player. I'm not looking to, I don't need to promote one of the top prospects just for this role. And I can see down the road where there's a path for Max Clark, who's heating up, that Max Clark might get a chance to play with a big club at some point. We'll see. But it's these other guys they have. They've got a bunch of these outfielders that have great OPS against left-handed pitching. And I don't think any of them are necessarily thought of as being the future of the Detroit Tigers. So I'm not sure why they're doing what they're doing, other than I think they're being maybe stubborn at this point. Like, and they're telling themselves this. We've seen it before. We've seen it. But we know it's going to happen, or we think it's maybe not. No, we think it's going to happen. It's going to click for him. He just needs a little bit more time. But I mean, this runway with Jamai Jones staying with the Tigers, this runway is as long as that runway in Fast and Furious movie where they were fighting on the plane on the runway as it's ready to take off. And that was like a 15-minute scene. No runway is that long, except for maybe Jamai Jones's runway.
Yeah, it's a great analogy, even though I didn't see the movie. But to describe that runway, it's a plane going down a runway for 15 minutes.
It's like forever, man. It's like at least a 10-minute scene.
Well, the battle plays itself out. That's fantastic. Well, that's that's a great analogy for what the runway Jamai Jones has had. But he got roundly booed. The fans, fans voiced their displeasure, and Jamai talked about it afterwards, and it was interesting to hear what he had to say. We'll play it for you. And also, I mean, one of the questions is, are you even booing Jamai? Are you booing AJ Hinch? Are you booing Scott Harris? 248-539-9797. We'll have an update from the Dylan Larkin Trade Center News Aggregate Blitz Thingy News Desk. That's coming up a little bit later on. Additionally, the Giannis trade might not involve Detroit as a third team at all. That's the latest reporting from Shams, and we'll get into that as our show continues on a Monday. Oh, yeah, Champ and Chump. We do it every Monday. Who should be considered the Champ and Chump of the weekend? We'll have our nominations today at 10:35. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 971-248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, we do it every Monday. We'll have our Champ and Chump nominations today coming up at 10:35. All right, so look, yesterday's Tiger game was exciting, and hell, they swept Chicago. They're 11 games below 500, 7.5 back in the Central, 5 back in the wild card. I mean, just hanging on. Like, I feel like the Tigers collectively this season, the last, they're like just hanging on. Like, they just when you think they're dead, they'll go out and do something like sweeping Chicago. And they're, as a team, functionally, they have massive flaws. And their stretches of bad play, there have been long stretches of bad play and some very frustrating things that have happened along the way. But, Scott, they continue to just hang on.
Yeah, we talk about going into the weekend that this was a series that I thought that they had the advantage.
What's that?
I said this was a series we thought that they had the advantage because they had the pitching advantage.
Well, and they did get some good pitching, and we'll get to that in a second, the pitching side of it. But, yeah, I mean, the Scuba performance on Friday was pretty damn good, and he got fired up.
Yeah, it wasn't his best, but it was good enough. And the fact that he did get fired up, I thought fired up his team. I mean, he promptly gave up a run after that. But hey, you know, giving up 3 runs in 6 innings or whatever it was, and then it keeps your team in it. And the Tigers got into it, and they end up winning that game. And then you get a great pitching performance on Saturday from Troy Melton. After giving up a home run to the leadoff hitter in the game, he settled the hell down, and bullpen did their job over the weekend. And then you get Montero on Sunday, who pitched awfully well, perfect game stuff through like 4 innings, and then, you know, gave up a couple runs. But again, the team had a chance to get back in it because they kept it close. It's 25 straight starts the Tigers starters have made where they've given up 4 earned runs or less. That's how good that they have been. This starting rotation has been outstanding. No matter who's in it, they've done it. They've done the job where they keep this team in the game and give the bats a chance. This is where you need bats, right? This is where your real weaknesses show up. And it'd be nice if they had another reliable bat or two in the lineup, and then you think you're really cooking if that happens.
All right. So Twitter is down for us here at the station, but we do have some pretty major breaking news.
Uh-oh.
University of Michigan coach Dusty May has agreed to become the new head coach of the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh,
according
my.
To Shams Charania. Sources tell me Adam Schefter and Pete Thamel, major college to pro jump for the 2026 NCAA championship coach, and a swing for the Mavericks. Wow.
Anything on your phone?
I found a link to this story, so I'm assuming, and it appears to be Shams' account. That is a major blow to University of Michigan athletics and basketball in particular, and not good for Ward Manuel.
So that's 2 years, 2 fantastic years.
Yep.
For Dusty May.
Yep.
And gone. National championship. It's Yeah, that would suck. I'm trying to take this in as a Spartan fan.
It does suck. Yeah, for a lot of
as a Spartan fan, yeah. I think it's the best news ever. But if this happened at Michigan State, I'd be devastated by it, right? I mean, you think you got things going. You got the younger coach. You've won a national championship. You've got recruiting going. You work the portal better than anybody else has. And this happens. That's devastating for Michigan.
What's going to happen is people are just going to blast Ward. They're going to blast Ward Manuel.
Why?
Because he didn't get him locked up.
Hard to get a guy locked up if he's got his eye on the next step.
I understand that. And
I don't even want to defend Ward Manuel. Yeah,
Ward with the Harbaugh thing, I didn't blame Ward. I think Harbaugh wanted to leave, and I don't think that relationship was going to last. I think it's kind of typical with Harbaugh. He goes to places, he wins, he wears out his welcome, he moves on. But in this case, did Ward do anything wrong? I will be interested to do some digging and find out why a contract never got signed. Because they had one of the best young coaches in the game. He had quickly adapted to the new world of college basketball and built an absolute powerhouse team. And Indiana came after him last year, and they signed him to a contract then. But apparently, whatever Dallas brought to the table was too much for Dusty to say no, and they didn't get a deal done. If one was on the table or not, I was told that there was going to be a new contract.
If you're Dusty May, and you're in this profession for a reason. You want to reach the top, perhaps. Some people don't want to go pro. Some people want to be in the pros. Want to be an NBA coach. I imagine when you win a national championship at the college level, that maybe that changes what your aspirations could be. Because you've conquered that mountaintop. You're still young. How old is he?
Dusty's in his
40s, right? 40s,
yeah.
So you're that young. You've just won a national championship. Go ahead, man. Ride the lightning. Go for it.
Well, it used to be, and I'm texting people right now. It used to be that you go to the pros because you didn't have to deal with recruiting. Like, recruiting was such a monster part of the job. But in the new NIL world, it felt like recruitments were fast and furious, and there was less about building relationships and more about just offering contracts. And I think Dusty himself said, I used to spend years working on recruits. Now, everything happens in a smaller window and much faster. It's actually easier. But then there's also the money. Like, it's possible that Dallas came at him with money that...
Well, I imagine they probably did. Adam Schefter reports that he says, Dusty May led Michigan to a 64-13 record over two seasons there. In his previous job, he led FAU to back-to-back NCAA tournaments, including the 2023 Final Four. He'd ruled out other college jobs this offseason, but the NBA has always been intriguing to May. I think it's also interesting that Adam Schefter's doing the reporting on a basketball story.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, obviously, Dusty was doing very well, in the college, the new college landscape, right, Doug?
Yep.
And yeah, when you're that young, maybe you have aspirations of being in the NBA. But my guess is the Mavericks went ultra aggressive in getting Dusty May. I mean, they have a new GM right now. They got Cooper Flagg. They got some young pieces over there. That's enticing. And then I read that they actually wanted John Shire as well. And if he turned him down, they went right after the next guy, the next young, great college coach, and that's Dusty May. And I bet you they were ultra aggressive and taking part that maybe, he had his eye on the NBA. Done deal. It's not really surprising. I think it's a surprising, it happened right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a shock that Dusty May went to the NBA for me in general. If you just told me that, right, last month, he'll be an NBA coach one day. I'm like, yeah, I could see that. I just didn't know it was going to be today.
You can't force somebody. Yeah, right.
That way. Huh? We're all concentrated on Giannis and Dylan Larkin.
Right now?
Yeah, Tigers. What just happened? Dusty May just got hired away from Michigan. He's going to coach the Dallas Mavericks? What?
I just looked down at some of the responses coming in. Look, dude won Michigan a national championship. Michigan fans, you might be a little hurt right now, but some of what I've seen here, he did it, and he did it in a quick period of time. And I got to give him a ton of credit, and you should be grateful for that. There is some hostility coming in. I guess you could expect that, but I want to hear, you can't make a guy sign a contract he doesn't want to sign. And the question is, was Michigan aggressive in trying to keep, how aggressive was Michigan trying to make sure that he would not leave this offseason?
Do you know what his salary was?
It was pretty good, because he'd already gotten one raise when Indiana came after him.
Right.
Yeah. Approaching
like the $8 million range, something like that?
Give me a second here. He had a five-year contract for $25.5 million, third highest paid coach in the Big Ten, was where he stood, according to a quick Google search.
Well, I'm going to guess he's getting paid a lot more than
that. I'm going to guess he's getting paid a lot more than that, too. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson reacting to the breaking news. Dusty May to the Dallas Mavericks. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1. So this is the kind of text I'm talking about. Damon and Frazier. Blank Dusty May, blank Ward Manuel. I hope Dusty fails miserably like Beilein did. Damon, dude. Beilein was a great coach. Dusty May was a great coach. They have career aspirations and financial considerations that, the truth be told, yeah, it sucks. And maybe, I don't know that Ward dropped the ball yet, okay? Like, I get that people are frustrated with that. Ward brought him in. Ward, you know, is... ultimately responsible for the department, and Ward now has another coach to hire if he gets that opportunity. I don't know if he dropped the ball, there should be consequences, but you can't make a guy sign a contract or stay. I mean, contracts aren't, I guess, all that binding, but NBA money is NBA money, and if that's his dream, I'd like to hear what Dusty has to say before we start with the F everybody thing, man.
Well, it's the first stage of grief, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Getting to the first stages of grief.
That Dusty May hire was a great hire that Ward Manuel doesn't seem to get the credit he deserves for making. The question is, can he do it again? That's from an unnamed texter. Phenomenal hire for the Mavericks. If Michigan sucks the next couple of years, we can just blame it on his departure. That's from an unnamed texter. Well, I mean, it certainly is a blow. And the players that are currently on the roster are there. A new coach will get hired, and 5 days after that coach gets hired, the transfer portal will open for those players, and they will be allowed to leave. So it'll be hiring a coach that will have to recruit the roster, which happens a lot, that when new coaches take over programs, they have to recruit their own roster, and there are cases where an entire roster will go into the portal.
I have a feeling that you're always recruiting your own roster.
Oh, that's kind of true, yeah.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Brian on a cell. You're on 97.1. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. So Champ and Chump, it actually changed with the breaking news. My Champ is the same. It's going to be Florida for getting Kachuk, you know, good acquisition for that team. My Chump is now going to be Rieger, who immediately just started cursing Dusty May. Like, that's a really good job opportunity for him, and I hope he's successful as he was in Michigan. And then lastly, I just want to make a comment. You know, listening to the morning show, people calling and texting saying, ask Dylan Larkin, and it's all Dylan Larkin's fault that Eiserman's in this position. And I disagree. I think Eiserman's fault that he's in this position, because if he did his job well, Larkin would want to play for this team. People would want to come to the Red Wings and play. Like, you're making people leave, not want to stay. So to me, it's all Eiserman's fault that this team is the way it is.
I mean, I mostly think it is.
It might be. Yeah, I mean, there's you know, three sides to a story, right? So I think we're all looking into seeing what would be Dylan Larkin's side of the story. And if he's asking out, that, okay, is he just fed up with it? We still don't know. You know why? Because Dylan Larkin hasn't said a word. And we don't know what's up with Steve Yzerman because he hasn't said a word either. You know, the interesting, there's an interesting parallel with the Brady Tkachuk and Dylan Larkin story. Well, maybe it's not parallel. They're just, it's, I guess it's two ways of handling a situation. Anybody here, raise your hand if you knew Brady Tkachuk was going to get traded over the weekend.
Well, I didn't know, but it started to come out. I don't know when we first saw those Twitter rumors.
But it wasn't, it wasn't like the Dylan Larkin stuff where Larkin wants out.
It wasn't. Right? I think.
And I don't recall hearing anything about there's a four-team list of teams he wants to go to.
Well, I saw that today.
Today, yes.
Yeah, but I also had heard, there were Twitter rumblings, and I take them all with a grain of salt. But
my point is that the Tkachuk thing was kept quiet. Nobody leaked it. The Larkin stuff has been leaked now for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a different way of handling a situation. And, you know, what they got, what, three first round picks and a second round pick. So they got is draft capital. A lot of it, albeit three first round picks, is pretty good draft capital. But I don't think the Red Wings are looking for just draft capital.
Let's get to our Champ and Chump nominations. My Champ of the Weekend is Dads Everywhere. Being a father is incredibly rewarding, and it's also a ton of hard work. And Father's Day yesterday, I wanted to honor all the dads who out there doing that tough work to help bring up the next generation. Dads Everywhere, my champ.
I give the champ to Wyndham Clark. He won the U.S. Open going wire to wire despite leaving the door open for competition after seeing a six-stroke lead dwindle to just one. But that was enough to hang on and win, and hopefully he honors his commitment to the Rocket Classic as the reigning U.S. Open champ, and I imagine that his world golf ranking will jump significantly. I think it was in the 30s, and I imagine it's going to jump significantly, maybe even hopefully top 10.
My chump of the weekend, it's changed in the last 10 minutes. People need to take a deep breath. There's a lot of F Ward and F Dusty May coming in right now. And why don't we just calm down, see what happened, see if Dusty had told Ward this has always been my dream and Ward knew it all along, or see if Ward did anything wrong or Dusty did anything wrong before we start saying blank everybody. I've learned my lesson in jumping to quick conclusions.
Okay. My chump, the dreaded own goal. There have been at least eight of them so far at the World Cup, and it's so demoralizing to be on the losing end of one of those in a sport where goals are really hard to come by. We'll take them. You know, the United States benefited from that against Australia. The first goal of the game was an own goal, but it's crazy how many of them there have already been here in the World Cup.
They suck. And they always feel terrible for the person who did it, because it can happen when you're defending in front of your own goal. Hence the name. 248-539-9797. Get your champ and chump votes in. And we had a busy show. And in the middle of it, Dusty May, it is announced that he will be taking the Dallas Mavericks job. And we'll have news on his replacement by 2 p.m. I'm joking. For some reason,
show standard.
From Bear Slays on Twitch. Michigan fans, let's stop showing our asses. We have nothing but immense love and respect for Dusty May. He brought us a championship and assembled arguably one of the greatest college basketball teams of all time. I'm very sad, but wish him nothing but the best. You can't get mad at somebody if they're, well, I guess you can get mad at them. It's unfair, in my opinion, for somebody to get mad at somebody who's chasing their dream. If this is his dream, if this is what he always wanted, you should be allowed to chase your dreams. Now, does it suck? Sure. Sure, it sucks.
Well, I get where people are upset. The people are upset because there's a contract and he's not honoring the contract. He's jumping out of it to go elsewhere. That's the part that really sucks.
Yeah, it's weird because I guess I give him a pass on that because he's not the first and he won't be the last. This happens all the time. Yeah. There are buyouts and contracts and they'll have to pay whatever buyout it is. But, you know, after last year and Indiana came at him and they locked him up with a new, more Dusty May friendly contract and one with a bigger buyout. But NBA money is a little different, right?
Yes.
248-539-9797. So now it's what's next for Michigan, and I will tell you, I'm not sure. I guess you got to see what members of his staff go with. Do you go the interim route?
Is Yaxel in play now for the Mavericks in the lottery?
It could be.
I mean, I doubt. I mean, Dusty's just getting there. He's not even officially their coach yet, so I don't know if they
ready to for, yeah. the, for the draft
cramming.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So who do you want? What? I'm just looking for a place to live, man.
Gator, as a Spartan, is there a part of you that like, damn, we don't get to beat them? You know what I mean?
No.
Like, all right, so you're more just like, thank God, good riddance, or
I'm not thank God. I mean, I'm just okay. See ya. You know, I don't like the athletic director there, and if this is something that's just more evidence for him that he's going to be on his way out, then okay, I could bring a smile on my face, but that's just me personally. You know, professionally,
you're
I can keep it in check.
Too.
Yeah, I can keep this in check, and it's.
But I mean, what do you think about Spartan Nation? Like the majority?
Oh, Michigan State fans are. They're laughing, I think, is what it is, to see it happen to Michigan. So, like yeah, everything else, see what happens next.
The exodus of people from our state universities here is actually concerning. None Special Here Now says, just look at it this way, Michigan fans. Buyout money means you can buy more players that you wouldn't have to come, that you wouldn't have come without NIL. Tom says, I can get mad at everybody in Michigan's leadership group for allowing Dusty to leave the locker room celebration without an extension. Oh, I'm sorry. In Michigan's leadership group for allowing Dusty to leave the locker room celebration without an extension. 248-539-9797. Thug Aim says, Doug, you know that Larkin's going to get traded at 201 today, right? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. Champ and chump on this Monday, but huge breaking news in this first hour of the show. Dusty May leaving Michigan to become the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. There is a lot of immediate and emotional reaction. I would encourage everyone, you can do whatever you want, but I would encourage you to take a breath and see, hear some sides of the story, let some reporting take place to find out why, if anybody did anything wrong, and particularly Ward Manuel. And it won't be just, you know, getting Ward's side of this. There'll be all kinds of people that I'll get a chance to talk to find out if he did indeed drop the ball in any way. And in which case, you know, this is a pretty bad failure. But at the end of the day, let's wait and see. You can't make somebody sign a contract that they don't want to sign if you are offering a new deal. And you also are up against, look, when Michigan lost John Beilein to the Cavs, I remember there being, even in failure, Beilein was going to make so much money if it didn't work out that it was almost too good for him to say no. And so, and believe it or not, you might not believe it, but the fact is the Michigan Athletic Department does have budget restraints. They have programs that they're trying to keep alive. They have NIL deals now, and it's not endless cash coming in. There are budget restraints. And you can scoff at that and say they got all the money they want. Whenever I talk to people in athletics, they say, well, we can't afford this or we can't afford that. And there are budget restraints. All athletic departments have some budget restrictions, but 248-539-9797. I would recommend take a deep breath before the F this guy, F that guy text coming in. And they're coming in for both Ward and Dusty right now.
You could say it sucks because it does if you're a Michigan fan. This absolutely sucks. But wherever you want to direct your anger at, I don't know if you have to. Yeah. I don't know if it has to be anger.
No. 248-539-9797, Bill in Ann Arbor. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
This really troubles me. I have literally moved away from college athletics almost altogether. Just I bet I didn't watch 5 minutes of the NCAA. The University of Michigan offers a man millions of dollars. He goes to people's homes, often in the most deprived areas of the cities, promising their mothers that they're going to guide these kids to a future, teach them responsibility and manhood. And then you get up and walk out the door. U of M is one of the leading academic institutions and top law schools in the country. And if they can't write a contract without an escape clause, I question somebody.
I'm not sure those are legal. Bill, I'm not sure those are legal. Oh, you mean with Dusty, not with... you were talking about players. Are you talking about players or talking about Dusty?
No, and the coaches. These coaches are signing and walking and pledging their allegiance to a university while they do it, and then leave. And they, what do they leave? They leave behind a bunch of young kids that signed on to their sales pitch and then walk out the door so they could teach young kids that they don't need to really stand up to any commitment they make in life. All you got to do is just milk them for more money.
Well, and it's a different world. Like you said, you don't like college athletics the way it is right now. It's completely different than what it was 10 years ago. So these kids now have the financial wherewithal because now they're signing contracts themselves, and they're doing the exact same thing. They're getting up and leaving after 1 year and transferring to another school. It goes both ways now.
I think that substantiates my point, is that they've learned, this is what they learned.
If you don't like it, then you don't like it. It's fair. I understand it. I'm just saying that it is, let's call the other side out on it too, that the players have the opportunity to get up and leave when they want to.
I thought when he brought up recruiting, I thought he was talking about trying to lock up players in contracts. That's why I got confused there, which I don't think you can legally do yet, but there's discussion of there being more long-term commitments.
Binding contracts.
Yeah, I don't know why. The point he brings up is something that's always been true in sports, and maybe it's just more focus and attention comes to it. The word binding. Contracts in sports aren't binding. And would it be a better world if they were? Like when you fire a guy, you do have to pay his contract. And I guess legally speaking, there are buyouts in just about everybody's contract if they are choosing to leave that have to get paid. But would sports be a better place for the fans if contracts were binding? I mean, you can make that case. You can make that argument. What he brought up, though, has been true for a long time, hasn't it? A long time. And, it's brought to the fore because it just happened to, obviously, a coach that he didn't want to leave, even though he didn't watch 5 minutes of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that's been going on for a long time, and but now it's so prevalent now. Well, I mean, it feels like with coaches, I mean, with players, obviously, it's way more prevalent now, but with the coaches, it seems like that. You're either hired to be fired or you're hired to take the next job somewhere else.
Champ and Chump still taking votes, brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet, Sterling Heights. Ryan in Arizona says, my champ is a tiger for showing signs of life. Chump is Dusty May for betraying us. Prior to it, it would have been golf fans at the U.S. Open. Ryan, I get the frustration and I get that what hurts, but think about whatever it is you do for a living. And if you had a dream and had a chance to pursue that dream, and I'm not saying it doesn't suck, okay? It sucks for Michigan basketball. It sucks for Michigan fans. But, if Dusty always had this dream. Now, if there was any dropping of the ball in Ann Arbor with athletic administration, that's a whole different story. But Ward had spoken openly about having a contract that they had agreed to and that that Dusty was going to sign it and he was going to be here for a long time. And if he just never signed it or never wanted to leave the possibility open to follow a dream, which I assume this is. I probably shouldn't. Or if this is like insane money.
Does any of this, is the loophole here that, Dusty was waiting to see what happened with Ward Manuel based on the Sharon fallout?
I doubt it. They seem to have a very good relationship. So, it could.
But if he didn't sign a contract, he just agreed to it, but hasn't signed it yet. Does that just leave open?
I don't know. That's again, as we take all this in, and there'll be a lot of reporting done on this, and a lot of chance to talk to people about what happened here.
Kind of got slapped in the face with a bass. Like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Joe and Wyandotte. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I'm glad that Dusty May got the chance to go coach pro basketball. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be tough for Michigan, but the guy was here 2 years. He's a great coach. He's still young. He can still chase his dreams. He didn't sit here, wait 12 years. He got an opening and want to go, and then he went. That was good there. And my chump of the month would be Steve Eiserman for letting Dylan Larkin get away. that's okay, too. They might have had a riff in there between the two of them. But I'm glad Dylan Larkin, maybe he'll get to play with Brady Tkachuk and Matthew Tkachuk. Maybe they were childhood friends because they got two little different teams playing the Mighty Mites or the Squirt League or something in a house league or something before they became the superstars they are.
Yeah, I don't know if they played against each other that young. But Dylan hasn't gotten away yet.
No.
They haven't traded him yet.
Love Joe's call. 248-539-9797. What's next? Could they bump up assistant Mike Boynton? Would that be an interim? They going after Billy Donovan, who's still out there? Breaking news here this morning that Dusty May is taking the Dallas Mavericks job. From an unnamed texter, no athletic director can keep a coach around if the pros are wanting them. Better lifestyle and way of life. I think that was pretty much a given in athletics for most of our lifetime. However, it's changed a lot. The college game has turned into a version of the pro game. And I got to see if I can find it somewhere, but I have a recollection of Dusty recently talking about the difference of recruiting then versus now, and how then you'd put years into recruiting an individual, building a relationship, going back to early in their high school, had to be identified and those roots put down to build relationships early in players' high school careers. Now recruiting is like speed dating, especially if you're recruiting out of the portal, because everything's got to happen in this small window and it happens very, very fast.
Well, and if you're a big time program like Duke, North Carolina, Michigan State, you know, you're trying to recruit these 5-star kids to come knowing that they're probably just going to be there for a year.
And the point being, those frustrations and challenges for college coaches in the past aren't as much anymore, it appears. And so when you say better lifestyle and way of life, I think that line is getting blurred and it's not quite the same as it used to be. And I'm not sure it's a better lifestyle or way of life. You seasons are both pretty long. The NBA season is longer, but the money, I mean, typically NBA teams can pay more than college programs can.
Oh yeah.
So
a lot more.
Yep. 248-539-9797. All right, Michigan fans, Dusty May leaving for the Dallas Mavericks job. What's your thoughts on that? In the meantime, Champ and Chump Boat's still coming in. We have a Dylan Larkin Trade Center news aggregate blitz thingy news desk update coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, most likely. Busy day just got busier. 97.1.